This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, May 8th. God's word to you today is confront lies. Our scripture reading is taken from John 8:32, and it says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." One of Satan's main tactics is to lie to God's people. Please read John 8:44. Which of the following lies are you most tempted to believe? I urge you to engage this truthfully and prayerfully. Number one, God cannot use someone like me. I am too flawed to make any difference for God. Number two, maybe God is not even real. Number three, the Bible cannot really be trusted. Number four, I cannot serve God until I make it, or until I'm sorted, or until I have been settled. Number five, I cannot trust God fully with my life because he may not do what is best for me. Number six, this life might be all there really is, so let me pursue my own pleasure rather than God's pleasures. Number seven, I have been really good this month, so I deserve one little sin. Number eight, everyone is doing it. I'd better wake up and settle myself. There are some people that God has called to pastor, for instance, but they cannot trust God with their lives because they think God may not provide the quality of life that they would like to have. Some people, because they are money motivated, refuse to marry pastors because, in their opinion, pastors are never wealthy. A lady said to me that she admits that my wife is really trying because she would not share her own husband with anybody. She would prefer her husband to be sitting beside her and not devoting hours praying for people. It is a lie of the devil that you cannot trust God to take care of your future, because what God has for you is billion times better than what you can factor for yourself. Again, there are people that look at me, and because of the fruits of God's goodness in my life, they are now willing to take on pastoring. I cringe because they do not even get it. My response to such people is to laugh, because I'm certain that if I were to show them the path, they would not be able to walk on it. A pastor said to me, "You are living my dreams, so you need to tell me what you're doing, as if it is magic." I said to him, "The reason you think I'm living your dreams is because all you see is the glitter of my life. You're not seeing the pain. Can you pay the price?" It is like someone who is not willing to go to medical school for 7 years and pay the price, asking a doctor to let him wear his lab coat and stethoscope just because he likes how it looks. Really? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, fill my life with your truth and let it cut through every lie of the enemy trying to latch onto me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.